Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Now, back to the Grape Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
It is 11:31, and it is our time to visit with Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, Chaim Bloom. Always a pleasure, Chaim. Thank you for doing this.
You bet. Good morning.
Good morning. How was Vegas? The GM meetings, I understand you were a popular man, not only because of all the possibilities out there this offseason for the Cardinals and others, but your first one as an executive in a little while. I'm sure it was nice to catch up with everybody.
Yeah, I guess it's always nice to be popular. it's a fun time of year in that, like we've talked about, it's kind of the unofficial kickoff to the offseason. And for an industry where a lot of the people you know are in different places and scattered around the country, it's fun to get everybody together. You get to see a lot of your peers, see a lot of your friends, and start talking shop.
Yeah, and talking shop is certainly what the GM meetings are all about, right? Let's start there, is that just to lay it out for everybody, you're at a hotel in Las Vegas. In this case, it was the Cosmopolitan, and it's an opportunity for everybody to visit. There are no expectations that fireworks are going to happen this early in the offseason at the GM meetings.
Yeah, that's accurate. You know, it really serves two purposes. One, like you talked about, it gets the industry together. Every team sends a delegation, not their entire front office, but some sort of delegation just to connect with each other. Some of it's social and some of it you talk business. And also Major League Baseball sends a number of their people. It's their chance to get all the baseball operations departments together to talk about things related to the industry and things that we might need to know, whether it has to do with rules, whether it has to do with business issues. So it serves all those purposes, but really the part that we probably spend the most time focusing on is the conversations with other teams. And you have plenty of agents there who want to start off-season conversations about their players, and then of course plenty of our friends in the media.
Yeah, absolutely. You have free agency that is underway, and you also have the trade market is out there. And that's what I understand, is that a lot of teams probably look at the Cardinals and say, there are possibilities for us. There are players who make a lot of money. There are players that don't make a lot of money. There are players that have no trade clauses. There are players that don't. You offer a lot to teams out there. Number one target for you, again, is pitching. I guess my question, when you look at what you have to offer, you know, the word we used for so many years was logjam. This team has a logjam at this position or that position. The word that I hear over the last couple of years is more redundancy, that you try to clear your roster of that. Do you look at it that way, that you're trying to sort out and organize this roster in a better way?
There can be times when you look at it that way. On one hand, you can never have too much of a good thing. And so if you have more talented players than spots, that's not a bad thing, but it might also mean that you're not optimizing your roster, and there might be a chance to align that talent in a different way that can help you win more games both now and down the road. So for sure you look at it like that, but you know, it's better to have too much of something than too little of it. So, you know, again, it's not really something that you look at as a problem, just maybe an opportunity to find some way to improve your roster.
And also looking at what you have coming, too, is you want to clear, do you want to clear pathways for some of your higher rated prospects to succeed? Does that become a factor when you start to visit in terms of trade talks?
You never want anybody to be blocked. You never want anybody to be ready to help you, able to improve your team and not have a pathway to do so. There is a balance there because you also don't want to be in a position where you have to push guys into the fire before they really should be there and you shortcut that development process. Usually when that happens, you end up paying for it either then or down the road. So there is a balance to maintaining enough depth that guys can develop at the pace that they need to develop, but also that they have a lane to impact you when they're ready to do that.
When we talked last week before you embarked on these meetings, we discussed pitching. We actually did that the last couple of weeks, and there were two different ways to look at it. Via trade, you could try to acquire some young, more controllable pitchers. Of course, that comes at a cost. And when it came to free agency, if I remember correctly, you kind of looked at pitchers perhaps that could find an opportunity here in St. Louis to light their career back up, to get a spark, to find something that maybe rediscovered could launch them into the next part of their career. Did that come to fruition? Was that aligned with what you sort of heard, conversations that you had while you were there?
We've talked about all that. And I should add, just because we're focused on pitching does not mean we're going to walk past opportunities to get potential core players on the offensive side of the ball. We obviously want to make sure we're doing anything we can to grow our long-term core. But yeah, all those guys could fit. And, you know, it's kind of the holy grail for 30 clubs in a sense, is to be able to find somebody that you can make better, whose career you can really enhance, and who can be a big part of your club going forward if you're able to get him somewhere that maybe his last stop didn't. Every club takes pride in trying to do that and in trying to circle the guys that can help you do that. I think as time has gone on, obviously the industry has really ramped up how it looks at those players. And so you're rarely the only one on a player. Usually if you see something that can blossom into something bigger, you're not the only team that sees that, but you might be the team that has a better opportunity, or you might, for whatever reason, be the place that that player thinks is best suited to him to go take that next step in his career. So we try to put our best foot forward as we start having those discussions more intently as the offseason goes on, and just try to find the right match.
Because 2027 status is up in the air because of a potential stoppage, does that matter? Does that play a factor here?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't want to overthink that, because the truth is, anytime you get near the expiration of a CBA, there's going to be a new agreement. You never know exactly what that's going to look like. You just want to make sure you're in position that whatever it does look like, you can be nimble enough to adjust to it, to take advantage of the opportunities that are there within it. Obviously, things can always change, but, you know, that's always the case in our business. There's always uncertainty around what the future looks like. That's part of what makes it fun, is that nobody has a crystal ball. So So we all try to do the best we can. And if you overthink that to the point where you're not just looking for talent, you may end up regretting that.
Chaim Bloom is with us, and you mentioned the offensive side as well. I know the answer to this is probably you're looking everywhere for anything that can improve the club, I'm sure. But I'll be honest. I mean, I'm watching the postseason, and I'm seeing teams hit the ball out of the ballpark and change games with this one swing of the bat. And I looked at the Cardinals roster, and I thought, I don't know who does that right now. And so my question to you is power. Where do you see it at the moment, and is that something that you covet right now for 26 and beyond?
It's just a fact, like you said, that we didn't do that much in 2025. And look, it is important, I think, to be a complete player and to be a complete hitter. Not every situation, not every pitch calls for trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark. And if you can't do some of those little things well, if you can't be a hitter first, you'll be too exploitable to get to your power. But that said, in today's game, with as nasty as pitchers are, as infrequent as contact is becoming, you better make that contact count when you do get it, and you better be able to take advantage of those good counts when it's a good time to try and drive the baseball. So it's certainly something that we look to do. It is a big part of today's game. I think there are some guys on our roster who have a chance to do more and more of that as time goes on. But obviously something that you look at out in the market. It's tough in a sense to go ask a player to hit for power without expecting him to have a good foundation as a hitter. You'd like guys to get to that more naturally. The game's just too hard to assume that if you're swinging for the fences on every pitch, that's what you're going to get. It usually comes better from a sound approach and from being able to work a count and get into an advantage count where a pitcher has to give you something that you can drive.
Last thing before we go, this time always goes so fast, I never have enough time, but I'm really, really interested in how the information is used by your front office to evaluate. I'm interested in how the scouting will look from top to bottom, the front office. I know you're going to unveil all of this, but can you give us a window into sort of how you're rearranging the look of the organization from that standpoint, evaluating players, the ones that you have, but the ones that you're trying to go find, or in terms of the opposition, just the way the Cardinals are reimagining how they look from that standpoint?
Yeah, this is always something that you want to try to evolve and move forward. Definitely having come into this organization pretty recently, it's something where I see some opportunity just to build a more robust process around how we do that. What it really comes down to is everything you just described, whether it's information from our scouts, whether it's statistical information, whether it's medical, whether it's makeup, you name it. It's all information. It all has some bearing on our evaluation, on the decisions we make. But it's important to use that information in the right way. Use it in the right proportion. Make sure you are using the right information to answer the questions that you have and to be able to dig deeper on any particular player. What do we feel we have a good handle on? Where do we feel we need more information? What specific questions loom as we look at a player and try to break down not just who he is, but who he can be? So building a process that allows you to do that systematically across every player, whether it's your own player, whether it's players you might acquire, whether it's a guy who's in the big leagues or a guy who's in the Dominican Summer League, that's really where we have opportunity to build this out. And the better you can do that, the better you're going to be able to make decisions on those players. Again, whether it's your own player or whether there's players you have a chance to acquire. That's really behind the curtain where a lot of the competition is between teams. We're all trying to make better assessments. And you've seen teams spend more and more time on building a good process to do that. This is something where you go back 20 years, the Cardinals really emerged as leaders in being able to do that and in having a good process to combine all the information they had, regardless of who was supplying it or where it was coming from. If it's good information, we want to use it well. And the competition in the industry to do that is so intense. So this is a space where we can step up, we can improve our process and try to retake that advantage because it's just fundamental to making really good decisions and getting better players.
It's a new way to look at it. Chaim Bloom, the Cardinals president of baseball operations, with us on KMOX. Thank you for the time. We love these Sundays and we'll catch up with you next Sunday.
You got it. Enjoyed it.
Good to visit with you. When we come back, Bernie Miklas talks sports with us. It's Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.